Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the human beings, to the insan, Allah ta'ala gives the tawfiq, the ability, the opportunities to implement such good deeds that sometimes an individual, a human being, doesn't even realize that what is the reward for this good deed I'm doing in the hereafter and how much benefit there will be for me in the hereafter. And in the same way, in this same way, sometimes shaytan, he makes an individual commit such sins or makes him commit errors that he doesn't realize that what a big mistake I've done, and that mistake, that sin, there's a loss for that. Now, with regards to good deeds, when individual does a good deed, a good amal, then sometimes he doesn't know what a great amal, what a good deed I've done. For example, it looks apparently outwardly as a small deed or a minor deed, as not big in terms of significance. But with regards to the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala, due to that good deed in hereafter, forgives that person. Because for Allah, that deed is great. It's massive. For example, Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq, the opportunity and ability to do His dhikr, to remember Him. And this is a massive good deed. This is a big ni'mah of Allah. It's a great deed that in the dunya, in this world, Allah gives such ajr, such reward for a person who sits to do his dhikr, to remember Him, that when the insan is free and finishes that session of dhikr, that majlis, that gathering, when it's completed, Allah gives such a big reward, such a big reward, that Allah Ta'ala says that whatever type of person is included in that majma, in that group, doesn't matter if he's sinful, he's made big mistakes, but this is Allah's rahmah. Allah has given an opportunity for that person to do a good deed, to remember Him, to partake in the dhikr, in His remembrance. And after dhikr completes, then as a ni'mah, I've said this various times, that Allah Ta'ala has stated that I, through an angel, announced that whoever sitting in this gathering, Allah has forgiven every single person. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So what a great, great deed. Person won't know. He won't know that he's done this. And for example, he's passed away and he was a severe sinner and he's going into paradise. How did you go into paradise? You'll be asked that you were a sinful, severe sinner. Allah will say that at this time, you were sat in that gathering of dhikr and I forgave you. I forgave you. Subhanallah. So, in such a way, in our ma'ashara and a society, there are sins very spread out. And today we are in a very, you could say, severe time. That many deeds and actions we don't consider sin. And with the sinful person, you'll get the same conclusion. That person will think, I'm muttaqi, I am a abid and I am pious, and he's committing a sin and he doesn't think that what he's doing is a sin. And this is what we need to be cautious about, careful about. MashaAllah, some brothers, they try their best to save themselves from big sins, but despite that, remember this. Remember this. Be even careful that what am I doing? Is there any sort of chance that I will commit a sin through this action? Sometimes it happens. Person struggling, striving, making effort, working hard, doing ibadat, worship actions, nawafil, voluntary actions, sadaqah, charity, distributing alms, etc. You know, charity and money to people. And he doesn't know that he doesn't feel good at that time. Doesn't feel good. And then in reality, he's doing such a sin at that time. He's doing a sin at that time, which he doesn't consider a sin, but it's a big sin, and it's having an effect on him. It's such a big sin, he continues to do that sin, he doesn't realize or he doesn't appreciate it, and that sin, the wretchedness of the sin, the darkness, the stench of it, the stench and the darkness and the negativity of a sin is such that sin equals darkness. It equals wretchedness and loss. It destroys a person's good deeds. And we should try to save ourselves from this. So, from all of the sins, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated about one sin, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah be pleased, in narrated hadith, which I've read. This hadith is narrated in Mishkat. And when we look at it, today even me, you, us all, big, small, young, old, we are all probably busy in this sin, even though despite the fact we do ibadat and worship, try that we do not commit such sins. We need to try. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the hadith, and as Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates this hadith, that what's the guidance here in this hadith? That for one person, for an individual, For one person, this is enough if he is a liar. That's enough for that person, that he's lied. What does this mean? أَوْكَفَى بِاللَّهِ كَذَبًا. And this is enough for him that he's a liar. What is enough for him? What is enough for him? Look here, this for us is a minor thing, especially for the women folk. What do? That it is enough for a person to be a liar if he does this. And lying is such a big sin, isn't it? That if a person does such an action, it's enough for him to be a liar. And lying is such a big sin, we cannot imagine. It's directly related to iman. A liar, the sign of a liar is that from the signs of the munafiqeen, the signs of hypocrisy, one of them is that when he speaks, he lies. May Allah Ta'ala forgive. May Allah Ta'ala forgive with regards to the liar. I'm not speaking about the munafiq here, but lying, the act of lying. In any way, when a person lies, then he is recorded as a liar. So most definitely, if he is habitual in lying, a person on everything, lying, speaking wrong, speaking incorrectly, falsely. So this is clearly visible. Hadith, they testify that that individual, he has the sign of nifaq. He has one of the qualities of nifaq. He has one of the characteristics of nifaq, hypocrisy. So this is such a big thing that an individual should not even imagine that he lies in any way or form. In any way or form. Right, to this extent, a person should try in his whole life that direct it has a link and a connection with iman. If a person lies, it affects iman. Very easily we slip from the tongue, incorrect statements, we say wrong things and we lie. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us that don't even lie to the animal, don't deceive an animal. There's an event from a hadith, it's not complete, but the meaning of the hadith I will present. There was a sahabi, he was calling the camel and he was ushering the animal and he put out his piece of cloth, I will give you some food. There wasn't nothing. Then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this, subhanallah. And how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a message to the ummah that you were calling this animal, this camel, and was there anything in your cloth to give to him to eat? And he said, Ya Rasulullah, yes there was, that's why I was calling him. Then if you didn't have anything to give, then you would have been recorded as a liar. So with insan, to say something, to deceive. So here Allah said, they come back to the hadith that this is enough for a person to be a liar. It is enough for you to be a liar by doing what? By saying what? The hadith gives clear guidance here. What is the action that is enough for a person to become a liar? That if you hear something, if we hear something, we don't analyze it, we don't research it, we don't have the dalil, we don't have the proof, and you've just heard something, and then you spread that out to the society and to people without verifying the facts. Somebody said, do you know that this man, he did this? Achha, is it? Okay, that's it. You're going to pray Salah, you're going to do Hajj and to do Umrah, and that's in your mind. Why? Because this is the natural trait of the human being, especially women folk, that I want to spread the news first. When this word comes, when some rumor is spread, quickly, you want to find someone. How are you? Kya hale? Are you alright? Or do you know this happened to that person? Or I got some news. You heard the news? That Nawaz Sharif, this happened to Nawaz Sharif. Or this happened to this person. Or this happened to that person. In other words, let's take political discussion. No research, no verification, no analysis. But remember one point. In this world, in the court of this world, what is the situation in the court of this world? That if an individual testifies and he's a witness, then in that court, the testifying will not be accepted, the witness statement will not be accepted, unless behind that you don't swear on oath. And you have to swear. The evidence comes that you swear that yes, I saw this, say shahada, testify and swear on oath. Doesn't matter how small or big, but a judge will not accept the statement of the witness unless he sees that he has sworn oath and there's dalil here, there's proof, and does this all match up? This is the court of the world, and then the decision is made. So what about the court of the hereafter that Allah Ta'ala will judge upon? Allah Ta'ala will be the supreme judge. In that court, what will happen? That whatever a person says from his tongue in this world, it is recorded. Remember this. Everything we say and all of what we say is recorded in this world and in the hereafter on the day of judgment. Allah will present the dalil, the proof that you said this at this time, on this day, in this month, in this year. Have you got the dalil for what you said? But we fall into deception. But with Allah's fadl and karam, we are all students and we are trying. My Hazrat Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala stated that the people who do dhikr, who do tazkiyah, the women and the men, they are like white pieces of cloth. white libas, white attire. And on white attire, there's a difference between white attire and colorful attire. Because if some stain comes on a colorful attire, you cannot see it. It's not visible. But if you're wearing white attire, white cloth, and you see a stain come on there, a blot, then from far away you can see that. So those who do tazkiyah, who are struggling and striving, they should try their best. May not be there in the rafter, I have to pick up a loss or explain myself, etc. So this is a big hadith. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this habit within a person, that he's not even finished hearing the news and without analyzing, verifying, he goes and spreads the news further afield. And our whole ma'ashara society is trapped in this. For example, if we meet and there's nothing to talk about, nothing to talk about, even then the discussion will arise. After meeting, ask, how are you? Kya hal hai? How are you? Theek hai? Yes, etc. And tell me, what's happening? What's going on? There's nothing to discuss. We still carry on gossiping, even in our homes, with the children, with the wife. Maybe there's nothing to speak about apart from what is there to eat? What are you cooking? What did you do? What did you not do? The rest, when we start talking about relatives and others, then just stop there. Because that's where the negative discussion starts. And remember this, that the words I'm discussing with you, these are being taped. This is being recorded. There's no maqsad, there's no objective. What I'm saying is recorded. And if shaitan makes me say utter such statements, that will be big sins. They will be big sins. Lie, as I said this before. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that this is enough for you to become a liar. What is? What is? That if a person hears something, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that you have become a liar if you carry out this action. You don't think you're lying. Muslims say, no, I heard it from another person, X, Y, Z, he told me. So what am I doing? I'm speaking truth. I think I'm speaking the truth. But Allah's Nabi Sallam has given us Sharia, the law. Beware. Do you have dalil, proof that this actually happened, this fact occurred? SubhanAllah, we have to be so cautious in Islam. We have to be cautious. And if we come to this point, then alhamdulillah, thousands of arguments in our homes will end. Thousands of mamulat in our homes will end. No, she does this, he does that, he did this. And you know, he said that. We sit down, gossip mongering, malicious talk, hatred. And then it becomes backbiting and slandering and facade comes into the homes. And fighting and quarreling. There's no need to speak wasteful talk. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us in comparison to this, great things. That after doing what you need to do, just do one action, which is dhikr Allah. After doing what is necessary in the day, just do dhikr of Allah. Yes, taste is there, enjoyment is there, kalamat, recite subhanallah, alhamdulillah, allahu akbar, recite durood sharif, such great verses, allahu akbar, and I'll just say allah, if you want to enjoy yourself, why waste time gossiping and malicious talk? It's not difficult. So it's enough to become a liar, according to the hadith of a person, spreads gossip and rumors without verifying. And this is the meaning of tazkiyah. My friend, such a great verse, wajadu fi sabilihi la'allakum tuflahun. Allah Ta'ala said it clear that the successful people, the hint in the Quran is what? That we have to strive, make effort, work hard. If a person works hard, he can achieve. If today I'm a thief, bandit, gambler, and alcoholic, if I work hard today, I can become a ghaus tomorrow, a kutub. It's not difficult. Let me control my nafs. Let's control our desires. Let's work hard. Let's crush our desires. No, I'm a thief, I'm a liar, I'm a fraudster. What can I do? I've got a lot of defects and I keep on counting my defects and I go down. Allah says, no, you're a human being. You have the capacity. Do tawbah today, repent today, control your sins. I'm not going to repeat the sins again. And do mujahidah, work hard, make effort, control yourself, improve your character, improve your habits, and say, I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to do bad, I'm not going to do wrong things. And then when the individual human being controls himself, stops sinning, alhamdulillah, that's thief from yesterday, bandit, gambler, whatever he was, a sinful person, tomorrow he'll become the wali of Allah, the sheikh, the pious person. That's why Allah Ta'ala said, work hard, leave the rest to me. La lakum tuflihun. I'll make you from the successful people. So this verse, so we need to just change our habits a bit, change our traditional actions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is a lie. If a person does this action, it's amounting to a lie. So let's leave our wasteful time wasting. Why do we have to interfere in people's business and step on their toes? And Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullahi and Hazrat Saharanpuri rahmatullahi, great two personalities. So Hazrat Saharanpuri wrote a letter, and I heard this event from my Hazrat Sahib rahmatullahi, because mashallah, my sheikh was close to these great personalities and walis of Allah, because he spent his life with them. And maybe this is included in kitabs, but my sheikh told me this, and Hazrat was one who stayed with them, lived next to them. So Hazrat Saharanpuri, they once wrote an event, the Hazrat Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri rahmatullahi, And Hazrat Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Ramtai, he wrote to him and said that a theft has occurred in my home, something's gone, some mal. And what is the reply that Hazrat Sheikh replied? My Hazrat Sahib told me that what a great thing he said. He said that the theft has occurred in my home, and the reply came from Hazrat Gangohi Sahib Ramtai that beware. Beware, the theft has occurred, this was in your destiny and you've incurred a loss. But remember one thing, don't even say bad to the thief. Don't even say anything negative to the thief, because this event came from Allah. And if you say bad to the thief, then you will cancel your maqam of sabr, and the darajat you attained due to this theft, you will waste that. Oh, Hazrat Gangohi Ramtai, what great vision. What great vision. Okay, it's happened now. The theft's occurred. Our Islam says, don't even put down the thief. Allah, this is the shad that Allah Ta'ala wants to give you some distress or pain and your maal went. So brothers, our Sharia, Islam, Alhamdulillah, is a beautiful deen, teaches us beautiful lessons. Especially, Alhamdulillah, the pious people, the good people, the alims, the scholars who attain ilm, knowledge, then pious people who do dhikr, the dhakireen, who do tazkiyah, rectification, purification. They should be more careful and cautious. That Allah Ta'ala has given us darajat. Give me darajat, he's making me do dhikr. I've got knowledge, and on small things we complain. Whenever something occurs negative in our life, keep the lips tight. Oh, you know, this happened to you. Okay, we've heard it. But what's our job to do? That we don't convey it further to somebody else. No. And shaitan is sitting inside us straight away. Feel like, oh, let me spread the news. Tell Haji Saab. Oh, I haven't met this brother for some time. Oh, let me tell him first. Spread the news. And then you bang the drum, and the vibration goes further afield, and he'll have friends, and he would be the first drum to bang and to beat. He say, okay, let me go, this point's come today. Oh, we're going to pass the day very nicely. Oh, I see. Oh, by the evening, your Chinese whispers will have gone so far ahead. He didn't verify, didn't analyze, didn't investigate. And that person, he hasn't even passed away. Huh? Well, he's spreading the news that he's passed away. Hazrat Taqi Sahib Mudazalali, he narrated an event that somebody said, that I think he was speaking about himself or someone, that I was in hospital, I was ill, and someone said that he's ill, and somebody went to visit him, and after that, after visiting me, he came, I was sick, and he said, how are you? I said, the doctor saying that, he said, a little bit serious. He said, oh, he said that. Then he went and spread the news. What's happened? The doctor saying, oh, he's got only a little bit of time left. Okay, so now he's modified the incident, the facts. Then that man went a bit further afield, and he told others, the doctor saying, oh, that's it, just the final moments, he has to recite the kalima. And then the news went, spread. By the afternoon, the news spread that I had died. I passed away. Allah. So how Chinese whispers. And then the next piece of news was that prepare for the janazah will be at this time, and what will happen, who will go for the ghusl. So when he realized this, he said, myself. Then in the evening when he came to visit, by that time I was better, healthy. And he said, when's the janazah? He said, whose janazah? That Hazrat is alive, he's healthy. Allahu Akbar. So this is a disease, an illness in society. And what a big, big sin. What a crime. So many people become liars, written in the list of the liar people, because they spread news without analyzing, verifying. So this is what we need to be cautious about. And this is tazkiyah. Rectification. Alhamdulillah, we do dhikr adhkar. And this is tazkiyah, that we need to be cautious. Come into the life of caution. Stop wrongful actions, wasting time. Every action we do, we need to weigh it on the scale. Live a balanced life. Don't do negative. Islam, Sharia, I said, stop this. This is not good. Don't say this now. Don't think like this. Don't do this. Alhamdulillah, when this lifestyle comes about, then with the fadl of Allah, you will be saved from hundreds of thousands of sins. When a person balances every action between positive and negative, oh, this is a wasteful action. What link is this with me? If someone's done bad, what's it got to do with me? I'm not going to interfere. And if inside I feel like the passion to spread it, then do one action. If you really are desperate to spread bad news, then go to the door or go to the wall and speak to the wall. The old wall, don't tell anyone, but someone told me this, that's it. And then that passion to speak to someone, then the wall will hear your news, and that's good enough. The pious elders have stated that this is the way, that if you can't stop and see spreading false news, then go, or even whatever the rumors, then go and speak to the wall and tell them the news, especially the women folk. They can't stop spreading things. They'll pick up the phone in the morning. Oh, do you know, have you heard this? Did you hear this? This happened to that person, I heard this, etc. And they're so passionate. I want to spread the news first. First, now, mashallah, in everyone's pocket, in every person, handbag, your mobile phone is present, and they pick. Soon, half the news hasn't even reached, and she'll deliver the rest of the news. Oh, this girl, she's run away from home, she did this, and you know, this happened, and there's nothing to speak about. So let's do tawbah. May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq, and you all as well the tawfiq. This is not a small sin, this is a big sin. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Ameen.